Let me tell you how I got a PSP, bro.
Did you see that?
Bro, this guy in my school, yeah, I don't know how his dad didn't. But this guy in my school used to write checks for people from his dad's bank account.
Oh, you told us this as well. You told us this.
What?
Yeah, he told us this story.
Checks for people, and then he wrote me a check, 550. I always remember.
Imagine
it.
What kind of bastard child? 550 pounds.
Imagine you had a bastard child.
He just wrote on his bro, and his dad's account.
Yeah, how did dad not clock in that my account?
My account. Yeah.
Bro, he wrote me a check, 550. I cashed it straight away, and I kept it for my birthday. I splurged on myself, PSP, I got myself Addy Colors, and then I remember I used to buy KFC, I told you, like, I used to buy KFC for lunch, a bucket for myself every day.
That's why you're shitting 3 times a day.
Yes, people, it's Wavy Shake from Pastor Meerkat, and this episode has been sponsored by Hera.
Okay, this is Pass the Meerkat. Mm-hmm. This is episode 25. I'm here with Pedro, E-Man.
Yo, you're just leaving it hanging.
Leave him. Bro, leave him.
Calma,
bro. You should have stood up for that woman yesterday when you were on the train.
I'm here with Pedro, E-Man, Manny, Vish, Shake, and I am Dej. 25, quarter of a century. It's crazy how we got to 25 that quickly.
Yeah, quick, isn't it?
So quick. But when you're doing something once a week, it's been 25 weeks, and there's 52 weeks in a year.
Right.
Crazy. Anyway, my nephew hit me up yesterday, in fact. It was actually yesterday early. And he started making beats. Now he's really young, like he's Gen Z. Yeah. He started making beats, and he hit me up.
You're not about to play his beat.
No, I want to hear. He's got potential.
If it's good, us.
So he was like, he messaged me, and he's like, please.
Spit over it.
And I was like, please what? And I was like, okay, cool. When I heard it, I was like, actually, it's actually kind of sick. So I was like, I'll get it. The boy renewed. Screwed by my old vices. Mm. Old demos in a folder called Joe Biden. Mm. Cause I ain't sure if I do or I don't like them. Mm. I'm on set at one extra for the wrong reason. Mm. More distant than Casper, I ghost like. Mm. More consistent than Pat when I post like. Oh. And I'm sure during my reign there's no lightning. Mm. And I get rich and have pics with the cold lighting. Damn. I'm on top like old mics in the old 90s. Or on top like old mics through the whole 90s. Cut my grass once a month so there's no pythons. Bro cold, our boat floats, there's no fighting. 7 weddings in a row, my gang so nice. And got guys begging in the streets and they don't like it. Single but they're keen to shoot like they're John Wick. They wanna visit East Africa where they grow spices. Nairobi got a lot of fiends, you're roaming these hollow streets. But you're not with me, I've been trying to borrow peace. I've been committed, give the committee my apologies. I found my rhythm, my algorithm has been Congolese. Love life never boring. Villain in so many stories, chilling in so many spin-offs. Girls digging up dirt just to get their lick off. But if it's artificial turf, then I gotta kick off. I couldn't deal with that kind of living. Let's be real, you couldn't keep him, then try to kill him. The fine line between love and hate is kind of slimming. Skeletons playing hide and seek and it's kind of chilling. Murad Morales, my last encounter with violent women. Jeez. And I ain't even getting hit by these lorries. I worried the consequences of cyberfishing and my decisions. Nowadays I'm on Zoom trying to get Nike to listen. Telling them I got goals and they got strikers missing. All their strikers missing, pleading for high commission. It's a high commission, uphill battle like a cyclist. And
jeez.
I'm at a France tour. They taught me how to smell fishy business in shark school. To separate all the dance aisle from dance hall. 9 degrees with a 5-star score. Glass door.
Hey!
Wait, what?
You're back! You're back! You're back! You're back! You're back! You're back!
You're
back!
You're the only one that can swim.
You got it, huh?
Mm. Well, freestyle, top of the dome. One of the beats, because I'm new here.
You're just being a DJ, you know the beat.
I'ma cut the grass like I don't see no pythons.
What else are you saying? Pythons. You threw me off. I was about to rap. Now I'm on the beat. I'm on the beat. I'm coming back. I can't rap. You get me, man. You get a slap. It's crack. It's not whack. I don't know what I'm gonna say, so I'm gonna leave my job before I get the sack. I'm going to sleep. I'm about to hit the sack. I keep it right.
Let's get back to the pod, man. Let's get back to the pod.
Go follow NG Productions. He's actually very, 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 very sick. Like, I was surprised. Like, I thought he was just hitting me up.
He's been taking it seriously.
Yeah, but
he's
music actually, in the jeans, man.
Actually went on his TikTok and I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, he's. He does all of the younger people, the music that they like the drill and the Gunner and stuff like that. But he's actually like really, really good. And when I heard that, I was like, you know what? Let me do a little.
How old
something.
Is he?
He's like 18, 19, 20.
But does he do YouTube beats?
What?
He just started his YouTube channel actually and his TikTok. So yeah. He's got some stuff on there. NJ Productions.
NJ Productions.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you...
Yeah, you came back.
I stopped rapping a long time ago. I stopped a long time ago, man.
It shows.
Nah, music is.
You just do it for a hobby now. Like, what are you doing?
Because them lyrics, like there's a lot of wordplay there that went over a lot of our heads.
Yeah.
So
speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I caught everything. The three mics, I caught it.
I caught it.
The pipe in the grass.
The grass. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. High commission.
Okay.
Commission.
You're just saying words. Like you're saying.
I caught it.
Now we'll get back to music, but at another time. This is too successful at the moment. So
music is therapeutic.
It's good
for your health, man.
I still write here and there, so that's fantastic. Anyway, that was good. A celebration. Whose birthday is up next?
Yeah.
Your birthday is May
the 16th,
no? No. It's 20 something.
No, 31st or 30th.
30th. You got it wrong and your birthday is so close.
Yeah, because I remember you guys are bare close in it.
Yeah,
your birthday is after he's June the 5th.
Someone said that earlier today.
Yeah, I said it.
But it's cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so your birthday is after July the 20th?
Nope.
Love, man.
July 13th.
Nope. Love, man. Bro, we went camp for his birthday. How can you forget, man?
I thought it was on the first.
When did we go camp? That's so true.
18. Oh, yeah, because I got my jab on the 13th and then on the 15th.
Shane, your birthday is gone.
Yeah, yours is.
No, I'm not next.
You're January.
Then after that, it's me.
19th. Then after that, it's you. Well, yeah.
Why are you guys? So you guys leaving out bare man?
Tim.
Yeah. So you guys forgetting Tim, you're forgetting Tim.
No, people that are present.
They're not here.
The people that
they're not on the pod anymore.
Nah, they're on the pod, but they're not here.
Fabian.
That's a little Fabian. Oh, that guy. Tim's birthday is after.
When's his birthday?
Tim's birthday is after Pedro's. Yeah, 31st of August. Oh, 1st of August.
No, 31st.
It's like the 4th.
It's the 4th. I thought it's the same as me.
He's out here saying no. But
Tim's is...
Tim, when's your...
It's the 1st, I
Tim's is the first week of August.
I know it's on the 31st.
It's the first week of August somewhere.
Yeah, 100%. It's the 3rd or 4th. Or 5th.
Bro, we don't know each other.
No, it's not the 3rd, but that's my mum's birthday.
I've got an episode loaded for that.
They're not twins.
And then it's Fabian.
Yeah, the 10th of October.
Yeah, October,
1969.
1901.
Manny.
And then mine.
Yours is...
You said it earlier.
December
19.
No.
21.
Hey, 21st. There's a lot of people 21st. In here. Dennis, Jesus.
Third of Jan.
Mine's so easy. Then yours is
17th.
17th?
19th. It's Bangs and then it's Shay. 17th,
then he's 19th.
21st.
19th.
You don't even know your best mate.
19th.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Can you not remember your best birthdays?
Bro, my mum,
My best birthday was Pedro's camp.
Actually, yesterday, for my 10th birthday, bro, I was supposed to... Do you guys have, like, football parties?
Yeah, I had one at Power League.
So I was supposed to have a football party. We had like a leisure centre next to my primary school. So you play football, like you play a tournament, and then afterwards, you know, when you're younger, you don't sweat. So you play football for like 2 hours, yeah, and then you just celebrate. You have rice and cake.
That's so dumb,
and
bro.
Then I remember one time I was in Sunday school in church, and my birthday was loading, like football party. Everyone was talking about my football party. Mm. But I can't remember what I did in Sunday school. I just remember my mum trying to beat me up in front of everyone. Oh, after that, one of the aunties told my mum back. My mum was just like, your party's done.
Locked off the party. It.
My dad told me that I went home that day and I was like to my dad, why didn't you say anything to mum? You're not my dad. I'm leaving.
Oh, I swear.
You're not my dad.
And I left.
You left.
One bag.
That was going to be a lit birthday, bro. I had one of them.
Power League, and you just play football for like 4 or 5 hours, and then you get McDonald's.
It's so crazy then, when we were kids. We would do an extra time. We were in the cup final.
Yeah. It was bare serious,
bare games, bro. It's illegal to do that. When you're a kid, you can play for like 4 hours, and you'll just be at my in Power League like that, sitting down,
Just
drinking.
After you play for 4 hours, that is insanity.
I remember my worst birthday. I think I shared this with you, man, before.
What?
Like, when I was about, it's probably like, I can't remember, like 14, 15, around about that age. Mm. I remember I woke up and I was excited. You know, it's your birthday. You're just happy. You're joking.
Yeah.
I remember just running around the house.
Yeah, you did tell us that.
I was excited or whatnot. And my dad was just watching TV.
What did you care?
You didn't care. I was running around for a little bit. No. Bro, my dad don't say happy birthday to me. I'd be running around the room and my dad was trying to watch TV. It's like, bro, you're making too much noise. You're going to bed, bro.
Wait, what? At what time?
I'm to bed at like 3 p.m.
You're too happy today.
Since that day, I've only forgiven him like 2 days ago, bro. I've never forgiven him for that, bro.
So, wait. Yo, funny. You had to sleep.
You told me that before. That's so crazy. Your dad was at 3 p.m.
You know where your parents tell you to sleep. You have to sleep.
You have to sleep. It's like you can't be your eyes.
You're just holding them tight.
Yeah.
You have to sleep, bro. That's funny. I can never forgive my dad for that. Never.
Who do you think has the worst day of a birthday?
Me.
Yeah, all the
time. It's out of you two, I think.
Or maybe you. I would say money because
it's close to Christmas.
People are broke.
People are broke for my birthday, man.
But then, if you're close to Christmas,
and your birthday,
that time of the year, it's like it's January.
January, your birthday. I think it brought Shake's birthday, 19. When people haven't been paid for like 6 weeks,
just before you get paid, like the next, and it's cold. And it's dark. It's just nothing to do. There's nothing like popping around.
But even as a kid, at least your birthday was during school. My birthday was outside of school all the time. Like maybe the first day.
I didn't want my birthday. One day my birthday was on the last day of school and I got rushed.
School birthday is slap. You don't remember where you bring the cake.
That's so dead though. Because you come in with a cake. You don't get nothing back.
I think my mum planned my birthday. She didn't want to bring in no cake, bro.
Yeah, but when we was kids, when it used to be your birthday, when you get invited to a birthday party, everything was paid for. You're just turning up, enjoying.
And we
get older, now we're paying to go to other people's birthdays.
Yeah,
but so I remember crazy. When we went Ora's birthday, it was like his 25th, and he paid for everyone. Do you remember? We went to that restaurant, and we've got that picture. Well, I'm like that, and someone put the orange.
The orange in the face.
Can you remember? Ora paid for everyone.
He paid for everyone.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because that's like Nigerian culture. If it's your birthday, you need to pay for everyone.
That birthday was in the UK, right?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't have let him pay for it, man.
Are you going to say no?
Do you guys get anything for your dads? Like, I'm guessing everybody gets stuff for their mum. Do you guys get anything for your dads?
Yeah, I get my dad like conventional things, like a briefcase or... I'll get him something that he can use for work. Something that he can use.
Whereas
like my mum, I'm very creative with the cost of my mum.
Yeah. Bro.
You can't give my dad an iron. You just dash it.
You just dash it.
You have to give him money.
Yeah, I just give my dad money.
Cash money.
I can't buy him clothes.
And it can't leave 2 digits.
He don't wear it.
It has to be at least 4.
I can't buy my dad clothes or crepes. He won't wear it. He'll be like, this is nice, but we'll put it at the back of the closet.
Your dad's a hard time.
You buy him a shirt as well. That's
I'll get my dad like a tie, a couple new shirts. Stuff that I know he's going to just use for work.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Me and my dad have had this ongoing unspoken agreement. We never get each other anything. Ever, anything
yeah, but how does he have that with you?
You started off with you.
I was born into this. He's never got me anything. I don't think he ever got me anything.
Yeah, but when you get like birthday cards, does it say from mum and dad?
Yeah, but it's my mum's handwriting. Right. I don't know what my dad's handwriting is.
The gift your mum gives you is probably from your dad.
Come on, man. It's not, bro. Like, I know my mum picked
I'm
up.
I'm telling you, sometimes your dad doesn't want to
show
the money.
Maybe he may have to show that emotion.
I remember I brought my... This wasn't even for a birthday. This was for... I graduated, had a bit of money, and I was like, you know what? I want to say thank you to my mum and dad. So I used to always see them make rice, innit? So I thought, you know what? Let me get them a rice cooker. And it was expensive, bro. Like, for me, it was expensive at the time. It was like £80. Yeah, like, nice. Like, you could see the
different settings. Fried rice.
So I was like, yeah, let me get them this rice cooker. I remember I bought them a cooker. They was like, I wrapped it up, like, everything.
Yeah.
They was like, oh my God, thank you. Like, that's a sick gift, appreciate it. Like, thank you so much. And I was like, yeah, I put thought into it because I see you're always cooking rice. It's always on the stove for ages, blah, 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 blah. About a month after I bought it, like, they're still cooking rice in these dusty pots. Yeah.
They don't like change. You don't get the same flavour, though.
Yeah. So I was like to my mum, like, why aren't you using the rice cooker? Like, it's so easy, like.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's just, like, tradition. Like, we like to use our thing, but, like, the rice cooker's fine. Then... After like another month or so, I realized I haven't seen the rice cooker in a while, bro. I haven't seen the rice cooker in a while. And then I remember going to my auntie's house and she just got this rice cooker. She just got this rice cooker.
Bro, they do that.
They just yeah, they recycle presents. Yeah. I love each other. Hey, my son got me this dead present. What are you saying? Do you want it?
Nah, I wouldn't even say the context. I would just be like, yo, this is a rice cooker. I'm talking about you.
I went to my auntie. I was like, oh, like, oh, I bought that for like my mum and stuff like that. She's like, oh, yeah,
serial number.
Serial numbers is it, bro? I had suspicions already. I was like, I haven't seen this rice cooker in my house. This auntie's using the rice cooker, and you could see like it was worn out. She'd been banging it out, bro. So I was like. Oh, where did you get this from? She's like, oh yeah, your mum got it for me as a gift, like when I bought our new house, you got us a house gift sort of thing. I was like, cool. I went to my mum, I was like, bro, you gave the rice cooker. My mum, still to this day, she gaslights me. She's like, that's not the same cooker. I'm like, where's the cooker? They're like, it's in the yard. But like, I've never seen the cooker. It's so crazy, bro. Honestly. But
that reminds me of when I bought my mum. My mum used to always make smoothies, innit? Mm. I bought my mum a Nishi bullet for her birthday. I was like, okay, calm. So I remember the next morning, I hear the Nishi bullet going. Yeah. I come in, she's using the blender.
The same
blender that she uses for stew with scotch bonnet. Yeah. She makes her smoothies in.
Yeah. She wants a spicy, man.
And the smoothies are spicy. But and then I remember like the flipping Nishi bullet. She didn't use it. Somehow it broke.
I think she threw it out of the wall. Expensive, bro.
It's pricey.
What's the best present you guys have got from someone, anyone?
PlayStation
100%.
PlayStation 4. I got PlayStation 4.
Yeah, PlayStation on birthdays.
Yeah, not this PlayStation. PlayStation 4. That's 4, PlayStation 4 was the last one.
Yeah.
We got PlayStation 5.
Some of us.
I bought 5 for myself.
Did you get that from your parents?
No.
My ex.
Yeah.
Have your parents ever bought you a game console?
Yeah, my
PSP. PSP. My parents bought me all of them.
PSP was
lab,
you know, ahead of his time.
PSP.
Getting a PSP is actually lit, you know, because that's one of those ones where you didn't have to. The rest of them were like compulsory, like. My mum and dad would go to other people's houses and see them. So it's like you had to buy it.
Yeah.
But the PSP, that was...
Oh, the rich kids.
Yeah.
Bro, do you want me to tell you how I got a PSP, bro?
You just did it.
Bro, this guy in my school, yeah, I don't know how his dad didn't... But this guy in my school used to write checks for people from his dad's bank account.
Oh, you told us this as well. You told us this.
What?
Yeah, he told us this story.
Checks for people and then he wrote me a check, £550. I always remember.
Imagine what kind of bastard child?
£550.
Imagine you had a bastard child.
He just wrote on his bro and his dad's account.
How did dad not clock in that my account is
my account?
Bro, he wrote me a check £550. I cashed it straight away. And I kept it for my birthday. I splurged on myself. PSB. I got myself Addy colors. I got myself bro. And then I remember I used to buy KFC. I told you, I used to buy KFC
for lunch, a bucket for myself every day.
That's why you're shitting 3 times a day.
You know what? Then times it's like it's not easy to check your account, innit? Like it wasn't easy to check your account.
What happened to him?
Like the guy.
Yeah, did he?
But I don't know what. I don't know if his dad ever found out.
He's on. He works on Wall Street now. 100%.
Yeah, bro. That was.
Imagine you've got a child and he's cashing checks for his boys.
That's insane. The bank's not giving you that money back. No way.
No. That'd be like your sperm. Your
550.
Bro, after I got my mum the rice cooker, she was like. After the gaslighting, I was like to her basically like, I'm not getting you a gift again because like the way you like, don't I don't know what to get you, and yeah. I put some thought into this, spent some money that I didn't have at the time, like, and she was like, you know what, yeah, like just get me money, sort of thing, like,
yeah.
So then there was a period where I was giving her money,
yeah.
And then one day she was like, oh yeah, like she was like, what did she say? She was like, give me your picture. She's gonna go to the money that I gave to her. She's given it to a pastor in Nigeria to pray for us.
Bruv, they love that one, man.
Yeah. I was like, bruv, this is a scam, bro. Yeah. I was like, you pray well. I've heard you pray. You pray well. I don't pay you, bro. Like, how are you guys? She's like, yeah, you have to give them money and then you're the first person on the
list. No way.
The highest
minute
is the first prayer. You've only got 2 hours slot in the church. If you're lower than this, you might not even get your prayers in. I was like, mum, stop this, bro, honestly. She's like, no, I have to do it. I was like, I'm not giving you money.
Yeah, a lot of times when you give them money, they send it back home anyway.
Yeah. Do you guys understand the back home thing though?
Yeah. But my situation, I've got a lot of siblings, like a lot that, and it's a lot for my dad to manage. So he relies on a lot of us to help out, especially like school fees.
See that I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me, I have no siblings. I have no siblings.
Your mum's family.
Your mum's family don't. And like, someone be getting married.
Why are you angry?
And if you were giving money to a church, would you rather it be here or like back home?
Here.
Because you can account for it. It's just as... Go on.
I prefer giving money back home.
Yeah, 100%.
That's just me personally.
You know where your money's going? Somebody's buying oil shares. They're buying 50% oil shares. They're buying Bitcoin as well.
They're 100% not, man. That money gets way more appreciated over there than it does here.
And it's worth more over there as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's why I thought they'd do it, because it's like, although you're giving a little, you're giving a lot.
Yeah.
But some of the things I've been hearing that the money is used for just seems like a scam.
Bro, I had one uncle, my uncle. So he was always, he'd always ask my dad for money to help for school fees, innit? Mm. For his kids. So I think he lost his job. And my dad would always send the money. And then there's one time he called my dad to be like, oh, I need more money, but this time I want to marry a second wife. So I need the extra cash for the wedding. Mm. So my dad's like, you're calling me every week to pay for school fees for your kids. But you're thinking about getting another wife. Like, that's your priority. It's mad. Like, so it's right. But people think what they want to use their money for back home is very different to what we want to do.
Yeah.
You get married to the second wife.
Yeah, you got married. You got a second wife.
Your dad's coin.
Yeah, bro. They think you're rich over there.
Yeah. Most of them know you're in London. They're thinking you're Kate.
Yeah.
Anytime I give my dad money, he opens an account in India to get more interest. And then he goes into India every year to withdraw the interest.
That's why he's got a couple of shops, though. It's a good investment.
I don't know what the interest is.
But then it's like then he expects the money. Like, I still give him money, but I used to give him money, and then like I just think he'll keep it. Like, most parents will keep a pot for you when like you get married or when you do something. Like, a sensible parent will.
I don't have no pot.
Don't be saying a sensible parent.
My dad is just putting it in his Indian bank accounts and he's opening bears. But the interest rate is at 10% or something.
Yeah, but you haven't got married yet, so you don't know.
He's not coming to me. But him and my mum are going on holiday every other week.
Once your kids are grown up,
live your life.
You live your life, man.
But my sisters aren't giving nothing.
They know you're doing well for yourself anyway.
Okay, but my sisters are doing well. They ain't giving nothing.
Yeah, but they got kids. They got family.
This is greedy.
What's going on, people? It's Manny. I'm from Pastor Maycat, and this episode is sponsored by Hera.
You took it like a loony.
Do you guys get your dad cards, writing the cards?
No. Bro, mum, yeah. The difference between my dad and mum's cards is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
What you give to them?
Yeah. My mum's card, I write. Yeah, I write. So I write stuff and at the end of my mum's one, I'll put love you. My dad's one, I just.
Safe.
Happy birthday, my dad.
Happy birthday, my dad. No, the last card I wrote, love you, in it, though, I felt mad uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so toxic.
Have you ever said that to your dad, like, oh, I love you? Or has your dad ever said it to you?
My dad says it sometimes, yeah, but when he does it, because it's not rare. So because it's so rare, you feel like is everything okay? Yeah, like is there a serious?
When he says love to you, does he say it quietly?
Like, he would just say, he'll just be like, I just want to let you guys know that I know I don't always say it, but.
I don't think so, you know. But the group thing was even like
a broadcast, man.
And it's easy for them to, because I know when he's saying he's not looking at you. Yeah, yeah.
He's looking at the family portrait and he has his thumb over your picture.
I remember me and Sheikh, I think it was Father's Day or must have been his dad's birthday. We're in Westfield, yeah. Mm. So then Sheikh's like, yeah, I need to go Card Factory, get a card for my dad. I'm like, yeah, cool, that's sweet. Mm. So then we're in Card Factory, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's like, he goes to the woman, like, oh, where's the section? The woman's like, oh yeah, go over there. They know the deal already. But it's Card Factory, it's a big one. So there is bare stuff. There is bare cards, even though it's a small section. So Sheikh's there, yeah, and he's just like going through the bare cards. I'm looking at the teddy bears, I'm enjoying myself. And I realise, like, it's been 10 minutes. I'm like, Jim, Sheikh, he's like, oh, I can't find the card with the right words.
The right words.
So then I go over to see him and I'm looking at what he's looking at. All the words are like too loving. He's like, yeah. As soon as he sees, he's like, I love you, love you. He's like, no, I can't see that. And he doesn't even catch. This is actually what he's doing. Like, he's actually going through the cards. He's like,
Yeah.
Hope you live long. He just got some bare cards and he's like, yeah, you gotta be careful with what you say to your dad.
What did you get? Congrats on the new job.
Congrats on of a year.
Because Pete, initially I used to get cards, yeah, that would just say like Happy Father's Day or Happy Mother's Day. And then I got that feedback that come on, like, I never used to put my personal words in, so they're like, do better. So then, when I was younger, I was never really good at like writing messages and showing like my emotions and being like, yeah, I appreciate everything that you've done for me.
Feeding me, giving me clothes.
Yeah. So I'd go and hope like someone's already written it in a way that's like... And
that, bro, that reflects how you feel.
Sometimes you get a card and it slaps. It's just like, I feel just like that. Exactly like that.
But then you don't have to write it.
You don't have to write it. But then... There's bare cards here where it's just like there's a couple words off and it's too much. It's too much. It's just like, how are you gonna receive that? You know what I'm saying? And it's not as well because I'll hand him the card and he'll open it. And you're just watching his face, watching his reaction to your words, and at the end he'll be like, thanks for that.
I remember after a while, Sheikh went to the shopkeeper. He was like, have you got anything in Creole? Have you got anything
in Creole?
You need a ChatGPT badly.
Imagine ChatGPT back in the days.
Do you do that now to write cards?
Nah, I don't, but thanks for that idea.
That's a shout, though.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. You guys need to be more in tune with your emotions.
I've done that bears, though. Like, I feel like I've exhausted it sometimes.
Or your emotions?
Writing in cards. I still do it, but it's like I've done so many, bro. I've been in a relationship or relationships since I was like 16. Mm. So and all the time it's like I'm always doing cards, always writing stuff.
Have you ever used the same bars?
I've done so many that I don't know. I don't know if I've used it. I think I've used some of Drake's bars.
You might never search on Google, like you've just struggled to.
Especially at the condolence ones when someone's passed.
Oh, okay.
I've always looked for like the right way to put it.
Condolences. I remember when this woman from my work messaged me and she told me her cat died. I didn't know what to say because like normally that like, if it's
I'm stupid. If someone's
religious, it's easy to console. You can be like, they're in a better place, blah, blah, blah. But it was an animal and she wasn't religious. So I had to Google what to write.
I can't remember what I wrote. You got more lives to come.
Yeah. You're a nice guy, like you bought her a card.
That was my work wife though, man.
You know when someone leaves? That's hard because you know you see people writing bare messages, this guy's taking someone's bars.
When they bring the card
you just look at one, the best message, copy it.
Copy it.
I look for that. When I see people that copy, I'm just like, yeah, he's lazy, he don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows who copied who though?
You know from where you write it, you start at one point, right?
Because if you're on the second page,
the correlation of the messages, if it goes this way,
you got to be last in the card, so you got a little space there, so you just write happy HBB.
Best.
Have you guys ever got gifts from your like work colleagues and stuff like that?
Yeah. When I've left,
a couple times.
When I've left.
What's like the most thoughtful gift you've been given?
Secret Santa. Nah, man. I got a gift card. Gift card.
What, from work or just in general?
From what, leaving.
What, or in general? Let's say in general.
In general.
Yeah.
In general, my girl got me a Canada Goose jacket. That was a nice one.
I think the most thoughtful one was like, you know the card where it's got the pictures of you, like, together?
Don't try act up right now for the camera.
Don't do that. If you got a gift like that, would you like it?
I hate it.
That's gotta be like a secondary gift. I need to meet her than that.
I hated it. I'm materialistic, man. I wanted to go to Canada Goose.
But practical though, something that you use every day. Like one thing I rate when you man got me the air fryer for like my birthday.
Don't say you man.
Yeah, you man. You thought he did not contribute. I don't know why.
It was your idea.
Yeah,
but I think he maybe picked the air fryer, but we all contributed.
Slaps. I use that's one thing I can say. I use like every single day.
The best gift you've ever got.
It's not the best gift, but it's like it's one of the, it's the most, it's like thoughtful. It's like one of those things where
you
there's
better
gifts that you have, and you will enjoy it, but you won't use it in the future. But like something that you use every single day.
That was a good shout for me. I was going to get you a basketball one.
I think one of my exes bought me an iPod.
Oh, okay.
I've still got it as well. Mm. And she waited, because she didn't have money at the time, so she waited like 6 months to get it. And there's a note on it that says, "My love, thanks for being so patient." Mm. And I remember when I was moving house and my girl saw it, she's like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yes.
I've got a laptop case from my wife 2 years ago. And it's simple. It's not like a mad gift. It's a nice one. So it's a designer one. I'm bare clumsy, but she's like, when you go to the amount of meetings you go to, you need something to make you look a bit more respectful. Yeah.
It's like a brief.
It does have that effect. Like, changed my, like, she's thinking
you
about
more organized.
That's
very thoughtful. I was laughing at the beginning, but no, that's slaps. Yeah.
Trying to think.
Man, what's yours like?
Where are we gonna go?
You just don't know.
It's flicky.
I don't know.
I wouldn't even know what to get E-Man, to be honest.
What E-Man?
Yeah. What did we get E-Man?
Financial planning.
But we did. I think we got him the tracksuit for us.
Oh. Oh my god! Yeah, for us. No, it's not there. The grease.
Oh my days.
That's
tight.
That's so.
Yeah. What do you like, E-Man? What do you get?
What, from people?
From mouths.
Yeah, you like clothes and trainers, clothes and stuff, isn't it? Like what?
I like thoughtful stuff. I like activities, holidays,
slaps,
that kind of stuff.
I'll buy you cologne.
Cologne, I like cologne. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Your birthday, I'm gonna get you a nice cologne.
Tom Ford.
No. No, I'll get you something nice. No, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but it will be nice.
You might only know two colognes.
I know.
But you go into my car right now, I've got that five.
Name 10 now.
I just said I got five, but he's name five.
Please.
Okay, I'm gonna name the ones I use, yeah. Tom Ford.
Yeah, yeah. Which one?
Okay. Black Oakwood, yeah.
Extreme Noir.
Yeah.
Noir.
Yeah.
Chanel Blair.
Yeah.
The toilet Blair.
No.
Okay, Savage.
He's done it.
No, but he didn't say he's a connoisseur though.
Yeah. What's good? Victor Rolf Spice Bun.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I used to use as well.
Okay.
1 million. I think you had
1 million. I used to use 1 million.
Paco Rabanne.
1 million. There's loads.
You like the typical.
The bait ones. Like Justin Bieber's and.
Hugo Boss, Jean Paul Gaultier.
This bears, man.
This bears.
What, Iman?
No, but Iman, tell us a gift, a thoughtful gift that you've had.
I've had, like, I've got to receive a PlayStation. That's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy playing PlayStation.
PlayStation slaps.
Yeah. That's actually a sweet
gift. That's basic.
I've been taken out on holiday, like, taken out to do activities that I enjoy doing. I've been taken out to face my fears as well, actually, which was actually sick. Not swimming, but like heights and what. I told you,
zip line.
Not zip line. I can do that, but what's the
abseiling?
No, the cart thing.
Yeah,
you gotta travel from.
Okay.
How can you do zip lining but not do that?
Yeah,
the cable car.
That thing's shaky. It rocks.
Bro, you're shaking when you're zip lining.
No, but zip lining is that it's the fun that gets me through it. If you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So I forget. Kind of forget about that.
Do you like rides?
Nah. Why would he do rides? Did you see what happened?
Let's not talk about the bridge.
Let's not talk about the bridge.
No, but rides is scary because I just feel like one screw comes loose. You're like, what's Final Destination then?
I've watched Final Destination.
Go watch it again.
I will be so honest. I don't like rides like I used to.
Yeah, it's just stupidity. Why would you get on a ride? What fun do you have by sitting on a ride knowing that you could die?
Yeah, but you drive a car that you could die.
No, but you don't.
Accidents happen more in cars than.
But you don't drive your car really, really fast. And then,
but the accident rate in cars is higher than on a ride.
Yeah, but I'm in control of my car.
Though. You're not in control of other people because that's where a lot of accidents also happen.
I haven't got control.
I was on your side, man.
I'm just sitting
there.
I was on your side.
Man, he left your car. Cooking both of you, bro.
Just say you're scared of fast things.
No, I like fast cars and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
Have you guys ever got like sweet words in a car and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What's the nicest thing somebody said to you? Something that's stuck in your brain.
I deleted it.
Yeah, when you break up with them,
do you exit?
I don't. I keep
it.
On my hard drive. Yeah.
Recite the poem.
You got to shred it.
I remember when I was 13 and this girl sprayed. She wrote a card and she sprayed perfume on the card and she got me a teddy bear.
Slaps.
Sprayed perfume on it. Sometimes, like at this age, I'll be walking down the street.
Bro, you remember?
Yeah. That's a sick idea, you know. I'm gonna do that next time.
Where is she? All the time, you spray your scent on the teddy.
Spray your scent.
Yeah.
So, where'd you get your scent?
No, whatever.
Like, whatever you use. What was used like everybody's best birthday?
My best birthday was Barcelona, I think. But I've had quite a few good birthdays.
Slappy birthdays.
Man, Barcelona. Good birthdays.
Yeah, because it used to be my birthday that we'd go out.
We started
going to Birmingham. Then the following birthday we went
in December
Manchester,
bro. I used to go.
And then the following birthday we went Liverpool, and then my 25th we went Barcelona.
No, we went Newcastle for your 24th, I think.
Oh, yeah. Ranger. That night was nuts. Talk about that one again. That one was nuts.
Your birthday seemed like they slapped, man.
Then my 25th, we went Barcelona. And then that's when these lot took drugs for the first time.
The weed. Don't make it sound like
it's drugs, though.
Yeah, but you made it sound like it's scary.
Yeah, but Fabian, on the last night, he was outside crying.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
it. Yeah, he was crying.
See, that's what why was Barclay your best birthday when that table night was one of the worst table nights I've ever been to in my life?
It was dead.
It was still your birthday.
It was my birthday. And he still brought the sparklers. I wasn't well. Oh, yeah. So I'd recently had, I think maybe like a few months, my 25th.
You had an operation?
Yeah, I had an operation in October or September. I can't remember. And I think a few months later, I managed to go on a holiday. Or I had a period of being in hospital for a while. And then I managed to go. But I was taking still like heavy painkillers.
Bro, he was high,
bro. So I was always high on like codeine and morphine.
Yeah.
And there's one night I couldn't go out with everyone.
That's sad. And that's your best birthday.
But it was still my best. Yeah, it was still my best birthday.
It was just nice. Like that was like one of the first times where like we're working together. Professionals.
Yeah.
Abroad, had money.
And it was a mixed group as well.
Oh, that slaps.
Yeah, so it was sweet.
Yeah, we've been trying to plan a mixed group holiday for about 10 years.
Yeah.
What was yours, E-man? You don't really have good birthdays.
He does go
DLT,
out though. He does go out.
I don't go to DLT for my birthday.
There was one night where every man went Shoreditch for your birthday, and we were up in the hotel near it.
That was bare fun.
Where did we go that night?
That's when the pre-drinks used to be. We just went somewhere in Shoreditch or something like that.
It was Village Underground.
I wouldn't invite him.
The Travelodge was lit. I think we said we went to a Travelodge.
Why
didn't you invite me, bro?
He didn't know you back then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did know him as well.
That was time ago, wasn't it? Yeah, I remember when Manny hated me. I always tell him this story, but we're not going to do it today. It's not even lit because I went to Liverpool for my birthday with some of the guys that are not here. And
Your real friends.
Fabian's got real friends.
What makes me laugh about this birthday is one of the guys, he loves to wear a black tee. And you know those black tees that just got bare dust on it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he was wearing a black tee.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, what's your outfit? He said he's got a lit outfit with him.
Yeah.
Watch when I go out tonight. But then you were like, make sure the outfit's lit in it because everyone's dressing up. But then we end up going Zara. And he started looking for clothes to buy.
So he knew.
His thing was there.
Yeah.
So we went, looked around the Zara. We said, yeah, go shop around. We'll wait for you.
Yeah.
He brought out this shirt, yeah. It was like dark blue, light blue, and green pocket. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to rock this. What do you mind for this? I said, what? I said, listen, I'm not going to tell you what I think. We're going to go up to girls and ask them what they think.
You're toxic.
So I was like, we asked some ladies, they're like, they just didn't say anything. Then we asked another guy. Another guy, nah, it's decent, mate, it's decent. And Matt, I don't want to bait up his name, but it's decent. And he was like, oh, see, look, he thinks it's all right. He actually bought the tee, but we just insulted him for the whole day. So he was like, oh, you know, I'm not wearing it. I'm going to wear the garments that he bought already. So we all get dressed up. We all meet up in the living room. Why does he come back out in the same black? He goes like the same black. All he wears is black tee. But he said, this is a new tee. It's still got the dust on it. It's still got the dust. Black tees, that's all he wears. But that was funny.
You got a nice black tee on, though.
Yeah, this is nice.
Hera, yeah.
Where did I... Shout out, Hera. My 18th, I went to... what's that place that used to be in Central London?
Cameos. You went Cameos.
It wasn't. My ex was there, she was whining on other guys, man.
On
your birthday. That's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Was she whining on one of your friends?
I don't know if he whined on her that night. I can't remember.
I'm finished. What about your shakes? Probably your ones are broad, them abroad ones, isn't
it? I usually go away for my birthday because obviously it's in like January, innit? So I try to get some sunshine. It's probably Jamaica, man. Jamaica was nice, man.
Where did you go to Jamaica?
I went Montego Bay.
Okay. Like,
He said when?
Oh, this was like a few years back, like maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's like, and there was this like resort, and it was like a kind of like a party resort. It's like, and bro, it was too lit. It's too
wines.
Lit.
Red shakes. I was like,
it's too lit. Do you know what was lit about that holiday? You meet like other couples that were out there as well, and there was these American couples. Nah. There was this American couple out there, and one guy, there's bears of them, but there was one guy that he played like American football for like in college or whatever. But yeah, he played American football in college. And bro, like these guys were just wild. I remember they were like, we're going to go out into the main city of Montego Bay, but you guys should come through and you should just come chill with us. We're going to like smoke up a bit, have some pre-drinks. How can we go there? I go there with my girl at the time, bro. She was KO'd, like just
is it?
Yeah, like she had like drinks and like smoked a bit, but yeah, and she was a bit done.
So you didn't have a night?
Nah. So that night we didn't. We obviously like that was a
right. I feel like you. There's more to this. Yeah.
You're smiling. You're looking. Yeah.
The next night we came through, and obviously you go back to the bar and you just see them, and they're like, "Yo," the guys are like, "What happened with you guys last night? Man? You missed out on a good night, man." And they're like, "You UK guys are soft." Dude.
soft.
Like, anyway, it was just lit, man. Just bare memories. It was fun times, man.
Sick, man. I think mine was in Tunisia. Just because, like, it's just peaceful. Like, you're with your family. It's just peaceful. Just, like, doing your own thing. Relaxing, man. Like, to be fair, like, when people organise stuff for their birthdays, it's a lot of effort, isn't it?
So much effort,
it's
bro.
Bare effort.
I don't think it's... All you do is make a group chat. Whoever's down, come. If you're not down, don't.
Yeah, but you just go to like dead places like Shoreditch.
No, but you have to do that because it's easy for everyone to come.
Yeah, but he's talking about like a real birthday, not like your birthday. Real birthday. You don't have real birthdays.
What do you mean I don't have real birthdays?
You, like, you would just go like, to Shoreditch. You would just go Shoreditch. Like,
but that was a one off.
Yeah, but no, come on, man.
No, but Iman always shouts to do something for his
birthday. Iman don't have real birthdays.
I've been in Liverpool, been to lots of cities.
He has, but not with us, with his real friends.
Yeah, but you don't, your birthday. For us, you're just like, I'm going pitch you, man. Come,
yeah.
I'm going to show this.
The way you drop it,
I'm gonna go DLT for my birthday.
I feel like you do that because it's long.
But that's what I'm saying. That you're saying that organizing the birthday is
it is because everyone will attend that. If I say, let's go.
I think Iman's worried that people won't come out. If it's like a lot of effort,
no, I honestly don't care. Like if because I know I'll invite so many people. If you don't come, you don't come. I don't hold it against you. That's it. I just won't come to your birthday then.
Organizing a party. Have you guys ever organized like a proper birthday party?
Yeah, I organized a lit one.
When?
Do you remember the one that you all came to it in East?
Oh, sheesh.
I got a video of him whining, bro.
Oh, sheesh. Yeah.
You don't forgot in East? It was in.
I couldn't attend that one. I remember that.
That was probably why I was. It was quite a good party.
I remember.
Who was that? 2019?
It was like an Airbnb.
Yeah,
Airbnb.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I didn't mean. Was it the best?
For me? I remember it, man. Yeah.
Oh, I just forgot about that.
That was a good birthday.
I remember.
Was that better than Tim's? Tim's drinker.
Oh,
Tim's drinker was
Tim was probably Tim's or Can was probably the best in the group.
Oh my days!
I didn't go Tim's.
It was funny.
But them times we used to drink bears. That's when him and Tim went shot for shot.
For shot. Like
15 shots each.
15.
Yeah. And Tim was topless on the street. I'm bored. He's like, I'm a four.
Oh my days.
Funny, man.
That was a lit birthday.
That was so sick.
And Tim, but he had the help. He did that with someone else because he didn't organize that.
It was him and a girl, actually. Yeah. His friend.
Got the names, yeah.
That was a good birthday.
That was a good birthday.
You can't organize something like that.
No, I think Iman's birthdays have always been good, to be honest. Like,
we went to Travelodge.
Yo, this is Fabs from Past the Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.